From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Coming up later this afternoon, don't miss Bless Israel. If you've been listening to this radio ministry from the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, make sure to tune in this afternoon, a brand new broadcast. You know, I think in the month of March, we probably had five or six programs that we kind of rotated through, and it's a brand new program you haven't heard yet on International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Bless Israel. That'll air today at 3:30. And if you go to our website at klyt.fm, you will find the link there for the fellowship, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Essentially, listen, with so many Jewish people living in unthinkable conditions right now in Israel and really around the world, including innocent children, families, and elderly, make a generous gift if you can. Pray about it. Get the information by listening to the broadcast or going to the link we've posted on our website at klyt.fm. The donation helps the fellowship provide basic necessities like food, medical assistance, shelter, as well as safety and security provisions in times of crisis. So klyt.fm, that's the place to go. Coming up tomorrow on ABQ Connect, we'll welcome into the broadcast The Rock at noonday. Get an update from them. It's been a little while since we've had them in studio. And then a familiar voice and ministry, people, but Power of Five, kind of a new group of ministries together making an impact. We'll have them in studio tomorrow as well. In studio with us today, Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. And Carla, thanks for taking the time to come in. It's been a little while.
Yes, it has. I missed you last month, but I'm glad to be here. And thanks for having me.
You sent the standby. I mean, I don't even want to say who's the A team and who's the B team because it was great.
Yeah, you probably had a better time anyway. No, Ramona is awesome.
We missed you, but you guys are so well equipped and informed that Ramona really walked us through what we needed to hear, and we're going to do some more of that today. Kind of as a tease, Carla, let's let the listener know, you know, some of the things we'll be talking about through the hour, and some of the bullet points may draw, you know, someone more than another bullet point, but they're all great points. The point is to keep them tuned in for the full hour, because we've got some great content to cover here, don't we?
We really do, and I hope people will stay with us. You know, we're not crime all the time, but there is important crime updates on what's going on in our big city and throughout the state. And we're going to leave it on a very positive note about what we're doing to honor the people who serve to protect us.
Yeah, some stuff going on in the city council we'll be talking about. This first segment, I think we wanted to talk a little bit. Something, you know that I'm a little passionate about is my peeps getting busy.
Yes.
And that is Christian engagement, the church being involved in public policy, in politics, if you will. I mean, and I think that turns off so many people, but we can kind of talk about that. What are we seeing as far as engagement from the Christian community? Where has it been, and where does it seem to be, and what's the hope?
Well, it's been a little bit low. We have not had a lot of Christian engagement, but it's picking up at a good pace. And, you know, I've always said, Steve, if the Christians engage, we far outnumber the people who currently have control of our government at all levels. And we need to take that back. And so politics is not a dirty word. God left us with a political environment to manage until Jesus returned. Well, he's not back.
Yeah.
You know, he set up the first kings, and he expects us to try to govern ourselves through his leadership until he returns to govern here. And since he's not back, it's still our time. So we're seeing more and more Christian engagement in this Christian worldview, and it is phenomenal what they are accomplishing.
Yeah, and we've talked about a lot of different topics on this show in times past. However, let's assume someone hasn't heard us on all of these things, and we don't need to go into depth, but there's just so many things that Christians should be concerned about, what's happening in our community.
Yes.
Some of which, I mean, for the last year, I know that the New Mexico Business Coalition, along with Better Together New Mexico, has been trying really hard to get some laws that passed two sessions ago in the Roundhouse to get them on the ballot so we can tell the Roundhouse and those who we thought were representing us how we feel about some of these things.
Yes, and you know, the sad thing is because those laws passed, we had a satanic temple move into Las Cruces, and they're performing abortions, medication. They're doing that through mail order. But Steve, it's a satanic temple.
Yeah.
Where are the Christians?
And I think they're openly making it ritualistic.
Yes.
Isn't that the case?
Yeah. It's just very, very sick. And so that's why Christians need to be engaged, because if we get more believers in office,
yeah,
then we wouldn't have passed those laws in the first place. And secondly, we have an opportunity coming up in November to get more believers in office. If we do that, we can repeal those laws, whether or not we get them on the ballot. But in the meantime, you got a group of really strong believers working to get it on the ballot.
And new believers, I don't disagree. Not necessarily new believers in office. That would be great. That's, you know,
right,
optimum. But enough believers communicating with those that are quote unquote representing us,
right?
That it's clear to them that they won't be if they're not listening to, you know, because someone could, you know, not have the same beliefs as us, but line up with us on those moral issues that we all care about.
Yes.
I do agree with you in that. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it'd be great if we had, Christians in those leadership roles in the Roundhouse.
But even that won't happen if we don't get all people engaged,
right,
to vote,
yeah,
and understanding. And so what we're doing right now is massive amounts of research on candidates that we don't have records on, but those candidates, or I should say elected officials currently serving, all 112 in the legislature, both the House and Senate, fully are up to election this year. And so those that have been in office have a voting record. We will be publishing that voting record from New Mexico Business Coalition on a score of A through F,
uh-huh,
and then Better Together on 0 to 100%. So Business Coalition is looking at how they voted and on those issues that are important to business and the welfare of all New Mexicans.
Right.
Better Together does it too, but what we're grading them on is all those calls to action that we did. How did they vote when they had thousands of people telling them, we want this or we don't want that? How did they vote?
So back to Christian engagement, you know, we looked back somewhat low.
Yes.
Or lower than we want. We are seeing an increase in the body of Christ being active in, whether it's public policy discussions or groups that would be communicating with our representatives, or are we seeing an increase in people proclaiming to be Christians that are running for local offices?
There are some believers that are running, but the Christian engagement, honestly, a lot of this came through the referendum, the Not My Kid Project, because people are now understanding how bad it has gotten in Santa Fe. The laws that were passed when they were maybe not aware of because they weren't paying attention. So all of a sudden, people are really waking up and saying, they did what?
Yeah.
And they don't want it to happen again. And so these same people that, whether they're believers or not, that is a moral issue about a parental right,
yeah,
to raise,
right,
their child.
And
in
that's
a good
what I'm
way.
That's what I'm saying. There's people who don't necessarily cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel of Jesus Christ for their salvation,
right,
that line up with morally what we would hope to see coming from our local government.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as a result, we have seen some of these people, their first exposure was to signing the referendum.
Yeah.
Getting educated, and now we're starting to see them run for city council, county commission, or even in the state office, which is amazing. These are the people we want to engage, regardless of their party, regardless of whether or not they're believers. They have a moral compass that's important for this state.
Yeah, well, looking forward to seeing change in that area. And again, let me put it back on the listener. If you are listening, there is a responsibility.
Yes.
I mean, as a citizen of the United States, as a citizen of this state, being wherever you live, whatever county or district you live in, to participate and make known, I've said a few times on this show as well, my pastor saying something to the effect, those who have beliefs contrary to ours when it comes to these moral issues are making their views and beliefs known clearly.
Yes, and pass through to become law.
Yeah, and it's time we did the same.
Exactly.
And I'm looking for, come Jesus, come. I'm mostly looking forward yes. to that government.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in the meantime, and this is something we've regularly said, there is work to be done here, and we are called to be salt and to be light. And that's not just on these moral issues politically. It's being ambassadors for Christ. But part of that is being a voice in the community that that's not a, because, and we still have those freedoms.
That's right.
So
and if you
far.
Want to engage, you can sign up on our websites, bettertogethernewmexico.org, all spelled out, or nmbizcoalition.org. You can sign up for free for our emails to stay informed and to get engaged. It's really easy. And when there's an important issue, we make it even easier. In 30 seconds, you can express your opinion by email.
I will testify. I will testify. And I actually haven't been as active as I should be on that. But it's more times than one have thanked several organizations, including Better Together New Mexico, for making it so easy to make our voice heard on these relevant issues, topics, and policies. If you just tuned in, we're spending the full hour today with Carla Sontag of the New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. You can go to the website, Better Together New Mexico, as well. Real easy to find. You need to spell it all out, though. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. Listen, we're going to take a break and come back and chat some more. There's more on the way after the break on ABQ Connect. Okay, listen, I'm going to do this from memory. And I'm no Steve Stucker when it comes to doing weather reports. But for those that are looking, it's beautiful outside today. And I think we're expecting a high near 70 and then maybe a little higher tomorrow. And like 74 by Friday, and then a high of 50-something on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen spring have to fight so hard to get here.
Yes.
it is. Hey, before we jump back into our conversation, I do want to make sure you know that the Thrive Leadership Conference, a free conference. Now, this is one of the good things happening in Albuquerque. And if you have something that's going on you want us to let people know about, send the details to studio@klyt.fm. But the Thrive Leadership Conference, a free conference in Los Lunas, part of our metro area, I would say. Calvary New Harvest is doing this. They're on Main Street there in Los Lunas. But the conference is Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. And it's an opportunity to explore profound wisdom of God on the essence of being a servant by attending this transformative event. All right? They'll have messages on serving within the church, workshops, worship and reflection, fellowship opportunities. David Maestas and his team down there doing a great job of making a difference in their community. And you'll find the details about the Thrive Leadership Conference set up for Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th, on their website. It's calvarynhll.com. That's for Calvary New Harvest Los Lunas, calvarynhll.com. In the midst of a conversation with Carla Sontag, we do this once a month with the business, or the New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. And in our first segment, talked about Christian engagement. Let's press on our next topic on the, now you mentioned this, two or three months ago at least, the city crime lawsuit, which really kind of started because, well, there was stuff going on in Albuquerque. Business owners were doing what they could do to take care of themselves. And then what happened, Carla?
Then they get cited. You know, and that's the thing. The reason that businesses are having to do more is because they're not getting a response from the police, who have been told by the chief and the mayor to take no action on these crimes. Yeah. We are not being critical of our men and women police officers. We appreciate their service, and we know they want to serve. They are there to protect us, but they are being prevented by the mayor and the chief of police. So what's happening is businesses have to step up, hire extra security, maybe put up fencing. But so one business, for example, had chain link fence.
Yeah.
People kept cutting it, getting inside, illegal camping. He's calling for help, doesn't get any help. He calls several times. The city finally responds, sends out code enforcement, and cites him for illegal camping on his property.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'll throw this out there because, you know, we don't often get, the listeners are more likely to send an email or a text, but I would love to hear your voice.
Yes.
Because, you know, as you were saying that, we all have a story.
Right.
You know, everyone knows something that is different than it used to be. Let me throw out the phone line if you want to call in and add to. No, this is what's going on crime-wise. This is what I'm seeing. Area 505-338-5790. Let me give that one more time. 505-338-5790. You know, when Carla and I were off the air, we were talking about, you know, there's statistics that make it clear that the crime here is... it's out of hand.
It is.
On the website for New Mexico Business Coalition, at the top of the page, if you click on ABQ lawsuit and then go down to detailed lawsuit info, on that page, it even shows, here's some of the statistics available there. Crimes per 100,000 people. In Albuquerque, 6,356, and nationwide, 2,346. And I didn't see the window of when that is. You can go find that on the website. But, you know, rate higher than national average, 2.7. Violent crimes per 100,000, 1,344 in Albuquerque. Nationwide, 388. Mm-hmm. 3.5, that's percent or rate higher. Okay. 3.5 times, yeah, the, okay. Property crimes per 100,000 in Albuquerque, over 5,000. Nationwide, 1,158. So, yeah, clearly crimes. And I'll tell you, in my neighborhood, just in the last couple months, I can count on one hand in the last 20 years how many times I've heard gunfire.
Yes.
And I'm talking pop, pop, mm-hmm. You know, in the last month or two. And I live in the Northeast Heights. I mean, I work on the campus at Calvary Church. Literally, if I had to, I could walk to work.
Yeah.
Okay. In the last 2 months, twice, automatic weapon fire.
Wow.
Like just outside our home.
Wow.
And it's like, listen, I mean, you know, I don't live in a terrible neighborhood. Maybe I do now.
Well, it's all getting to be that way because that's the reason we started to take what some might consider drastic action. But if we're not getting the mayor and the chief of police to do something to protect us, and they are literally telling people we are not going to do anything about these crimes, the chief of police also told people, hire your own security.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, some businesses need to do that, but not all businesses should have to. That's the reason we pay taxes, but we're not being protected. And so what are we going to do? Well, the Business Coalition is taking a more drastic look at this, and we're saying, you know, we've got a crisis and it's got to stop. So we are looking at filing a lawsuit. We've hired attorneys to look into that.
Okay. And did you want to go into details? I mean, because on the website, on the NM Biz Coalition website, I mean, these guys have had some success.
Yes. So we hired a firm in Arizona that sued the city of Phoenix for some similar kind of related things. Our situation is far worse than what they have in Phoenix, but they were successful there in Martin versus Boise, which is the crutch that large cities are using throughout the United States to not enforce certain laws against people living on the streets. So they got a better decision on that, saying, yeah, they need to abide by the laws. And no, they can't just camp wherever they want. And so this is what we have been looking for. Yeah. They had success in Tucson. They are suing in Salt Lake City, and they're looking at San Francisco. And we have hired them to look at New Mexico. They are astounded at the mess that we have here, and they are digging in. And if you want to help us cover the costs of this lawsuit, this is for everybody's benefit, because this is becoming a statewide issue. It needs to be handled in Albuquerque first.
Countrywide?
Yeah, countrywide too, but it's more prevalent in our state and a few other states.
Yeah.
In those states where government says, it's okay, you're okay to come here and do whatever you want, when the normal citizen is saying, no, you're not.
Yeah. And, you know, I would encourage the listening audience to be praying for wisdom in dealing with all of this, because quite honestly, Carla, and I haven't done any investigating into it, but I have to imagine there's nefarious people that are camping out. But you know what? There's also people that are just, you know, found themselves in a bad place that need assist, you know, that need the church is called to reach out to,
yes,
and give a helping hand up. And
right. But with those people, here's the thing, the city residents and the county residents have paid literally millions of dollars in taxes that are going to take care of these people.
Yeah.
We have facilities. We have, I think the city attorney told me, somewhere around 1,300 to 1,500 beds available, including the private sector, the churches or the nonprofits that run a place for homeless. You have that many beds.
Are they full?
They're not being used.
Ah, okay.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's fine. You want to help some of these people that need the help, but if they choose not to have help, it doesn't make them above the law, where they can then break into homes, threaten us, steal from us.
How's the squatting? Is there much of that being, you know, I'm seeing stories nationwide about squatters and and owners being cited. Are we seeing any of those cases here locally that you're aware of?
I just learned recently of a church that called for help so many times, they were labeled as a nuisance property because of these people breaking in, looking for a place to steal from or stay in. The church had to be torn down. This has just gone too far. It's insane. And if anybody wants to help with this lawsuit and the legal fees, we would appreciate it. You can do that on our website at nmbizcoalition.org. You can also go there and see all the information about the law firm, why we're looking to file, and what method we are taking to undertake that whole process and be a part of it. If you contribute, we will update you as we go along.
And again, as you mentioned, you know, more dealing with the mayor and the police chief listeners, well, pray for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Pray for them. Pray that their hearts would be changed, or, you know, their hearts would line up with God's will. And pray for those that stand between us and those that would do us harm and whose hands are tied.
Yes.
And what the what they're dealing with, it's not easy what they're doing, and they're greatly appreciated. Okay, listen, if you just tuned in, we're spending the full hour today visiting with Carla Sontag. Carla is with the New Mexico Business Coalition. The website's real easy, which, by the way, Carla mentioned, you can go to the website if you want to find out more about the lawsuit and whether or not you want to support it financially. But you can go to Better Together New Mexico. Oh, excuse me, nmbizcoalition.org. And actually, if you click on that link, it will take you to Better Together New Mexico. But nmbizcoalition.org. We're going to take a break and come back and talk some more. There's a city council meeting happening tonight. Is that right?
Yes, and it's important. And we hope people will tune in and listen to this information because it's very important.
All right, we'll get to it right after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, tune in tonight to 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho. Of course, it's 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, 93.5 FM in Portales, and of course, streaming online at klyt.fm. Tonight, well, hopefully at 6:30, you can be at the service at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. The Expound study continues with Pastor Skip Heitzig in the book of Galatians. He'll be in chapter 2 tonight. And if for some reason you can't make it, tune in or click into any of those places I just mentioned and join us for that study at 7 o'clock tonight. And, of course, every Wednesday night, in lieu of airing Connect with Skip right before Skip's message, we bring you a set of worship music to prepare your heart for that message. So make sure you're tuned in for that tonight. One other thing we want to let you know about, another free activity and opportunity for education locally here in Albuquerque, Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico is they're having a free event. Well, once a month, it's the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico meeting at Faith Bible Church at Central and Moon. And the next one is set for Tuesday, April 16th at 7 p.m. They'll be watching the second part of the video, Dismantled Evolution, a documentary from Back to Genesis. Every month, they've got quality speakers or videos, DVDs, a members lending library, and online creation resources. Their website is csfnm.org. In the midst of a conversation with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, and first couple segments, we talked about Christian engagement in our community when it comes to politics and public policy and what have you. And then our last segment on the city crime lawsuit, find out more about that at nmbiz.org. Coalition.org. And the city council meeting tonight, Carla, there's plenty to talk about.
Oh boy. Yes. You know, there's a couple of things going on. One that people may want to tune into has to do with a no confidence vote for the chief of police. People are a little bit tired of the crime and the lack of enforcement. And I want to say one thing. When the Business Coalition looked at a potential lawsuit against the city, we actually met with the union, the police union, and they're in support of what we're doing. They're just as frustrated as we are because they are there to serve and they're not being allowed to. So please understand, so we're not against our police officers.
Can you help us understand why? And I guess the question would be better directed at the police chief and the mayor.
Right.
But from what you can understand, what are they saying about why, you know, what's their response to this concern?
Well, they're not giving any satisfactory response. And I can't really tell you what's going on in their head where they think this is okay. It is not okay. There was a Forbes article that just came out rating New Mexico number one in violent crime and property crime per 1,000. This is recent. But yet what you hear on the news, they're telling us crime is down here.
And you said that was in Forbes?
Forbes magazine.
You know who reads Forbes? Like big guys owning companies that yes. are thinking about where to put their companies.
Yeah, and so why would they want to come here? And we're high by a lot. If you look at that article, it's just incredible. And so I don't understand. As a matter of fact, there was... So in January, we have raids going on of some of the police officers' homes and an attorney, and there were lawsuits on DWIs that were dismissed, and now we've got officers resigning. There's a whole load of...
They need to be held accountable, but it starts at the top.
It does. And so that's our biggest question, because this seems to have been going on for a long period of time. Why this level of corruption in New Mexico within our department? Again, it's not all our police officers. We got some great men and women serving.
Yeah.
But there were some that got caught up in this, and I'm not their jury and I'm not putting them on trial, but there is a lot to look at, and there wouldn't have been these raids on the homes. They would not have quit had there not been some level of uh-oh going on.
Yeah, where there's smoke? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly. So this started in January, and then very recently, we had a situation in February where the chief of police hit somebody while he was running away from gunfire in his unmarked unit, runs a red light, and nails somebody, and that man's lucky to be alive.
I have a couple questions about. First of all, we're glad to see that Todd is out of the hospital. Todd was on staff at Calvary Church. He worked with us.
Wow.
We're in the same offices where he was when he was here. And God bless him, his wife, and his family. We continue to pray that he's continuing to heal. That
yes.
He's getting the doctors are getting the wisdom they need to care for him, that he's able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I always think of with stuff like this. But just continue to pray for Todd as he recovers. I have a couple questions about that, and I haven't read all the stories, and I don't know if you'd be able to shed some light on this, but did they confirm that shots were fired?
I don't know. I have not read that they have, but he said he heard gunshots. That's what I've read.
Uh-huh.
They're still looking into it. What we do know is that his wife was in the car, and that was not an authorized ride-along. He's in an unmarked vehicle, and he's running away, and he's probably trying to protect his wife as well. But here's our chief of police running from gunfire.
Is that
runs a red light?
And I'm not going to, give the thumbs up to, well, come on, everyone's doing it. But is that a normal practice with officers that, in spite of the fact that ride-alongs need to be approved, that family might be riding along with them?
It doesn't happen real often, especially if, because when they're in their vehicle, my husband's retired from APD. We did not use his vehicle any time that I was with him or we had the kids. We took our personal vehicle.
Okay, here's the other question I have. Is it routine in an accident like that for both drivers to be, do they have to smell alcohol or something before they're tested for anything? Or in an accident like that, is that something that's done, as practiced? Or
I don't think so, unless they have reason to. It was early in the morning, and Mr. Perchant had a green light and was on his way someplace, had his Bible under his arm. He was not drinking that early.
Anticipate either one of them were under the influence. And I'm not saying that. I was just kind of curious. Is that something that would have normally happened? And if so, did it happen?
I think it depends on the circumstances. Yeah. I don't think these circumstances lent itself to testing for alcohol. But had there been suspicion, they certainly would have tested for that.
So what is the concern with the accident?
Well, the wife being in the vehicle, him running away from a scene where, if he's the chief of police, he should have been taking action. He runs a red light, very dangerous, and he was weaving in and out of traffic. So a lot of things going on that were not good. But here's the real clincher of what just sickens me. He's there at the scene. The mayor shows up and they're hugging, kind of like it seems in celebration. And the mayor immediately commends the chief for what he has done that day. Not causing the accident, but because he was on his way someplace and he called in about the gunfire. And I'm thinking, really? As the chief of police, you should have taken more action than a phone call, and you shouldn't be hugging when there's a man fighting for his life that you just hit running a red light. So tonight, city council, they're looking at a vote of no confidence for the city council to vote on.
And this This, oh no, the lawsuit is what the union was in support of.
Yes.
Okay. Any word on the union and the vote of no confidence?
I don't know. We have not spoken with them about that. But if anybody listening wants to go down and make comment, that would be welcome. That's at the Vincent Griego Council Chambers tonight. You should probably be
You said Civic Plaza, right?
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I thought, I don't know if I want to go downtown.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's real close to where the police are, but it's still downtown. But you can also watch this and possibly make comments remotely at cabq.gov/council.
Okay.
So you can do it remotely if you don't want to go down, but you may want to give some opinion about this vote of no confidence. The accident aside, which was a tragedy, thankfully the person did not die, but that aside, we need leadership and we need this crime to be resolved in Albuquerque. Big city, we're always going to have crime, but this is out of control.
Something you said earlier too, because much earlier you said something about big city, you're going to have crime, and Albuquerque isn't a big city, and the crime is worse than a lot of big cities.
That's right.
And then you mentioned one of them the lawyers that were hired, being considered for this lawsuit, were in Phoenix. Big city.
Yes.
Where the crime isn't as bad.
Right. And they find this amazing. These attorneys, we have hired them. I've signed an agreement and I have asked them to please help us because we're not getting help from the mayor and the chief of police. Somebody's got to do something. And so that's the Business Coalition standing up.
Which, by the way, we mentioned that lawsuit in an earlier segment, and Carla mentioned on the website there's information about it and how to financially be a part of what's happening with that lawsuit. You can go to NMBIZ, NMBizCoalition.org to find out more. So that's not all that's happening at City Council. There was another interesting topic brought up that it's just like you shake your head like, wait, that's not taking care of the problem.
Exactly. So they're going to be discussing again about putting together a city-funded task force to clean up human feces.
Okay.
Why are we having this discussion? Why are we allowing these people to break? That is against the law. Why do we continue? This is part of the problem in Albuquerque. We let these people break any law that they want, and it doesn't stop there. Then they're breaking into homes, they're stealing from stores, from businesses, and making us all feel unsafe. And so it's got to stop.
You mean the city is setting up that task force and it's free?
Yeah. So
where's that money coming from?
We're paying for it. It's our taxes. That's why people say, why should I contribute to the lawsuit? Because I'm already paying taxes. Well, look what you're getting for your tax dollar.
Yeah.
So invest a little bit on something that is going to help.
Real accountability is what you're trying
exactly
to make happen.
We're not suing the city for money. Yeah. We're suing them for enforcement of existing laws.
Yeah. Okay. Again, nmbizcoalition.org. We're in the midst of a conversation with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, and we've got one more segment, Carla. And for those who've been listening for the full hour and are like, oh my goodness,
it's been heavy.
Yeah, the weight of all of this. Well, we have good news coming up, and that's honoring some people who need to be honored. But we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and hope you'll join us tomorrow and the rest of the week on ABQ Connect. I have some great material lined up for you over the next several days. Tomorrow, the Rock at Noonday, and Power of Five. Find out what that is. The Rock at Noonday, many of the listeners are familiar with, but a new ministry. It's several ministries kind of gathering together. Power of Five. We'll find out more about that. And then on Friday, a full hour with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates for our Friday financial update. We hope you'll join us for that. And look for archived shows, including the one we're doing today. You'll find it shortly after the show, or certainly by early next week at abqconnect.online. This full hour today with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. We talked about Christians engaging, upping their engagement in local activities, including politics, public policy issues and more. And talked about the city crime lawsuit that the New Mexico Business Coalition is doing. If you missed that, the details about that lawsuit are on their website at nmbizcoalition.org. We talked about tonight's city council meeting and the things expected to be addressed there. Now we turn to an event that the New Mexico Business Coalition it's been doing for a while.
Yes, Carla. Yeah, it's about 10 years.
And although I said we're talking about good things in this segment, and we are, the bad part of what we're talking about is why a banquet, the Heroes Banquet, is necessary, and that's that's just it's a tearjerker, really.
It is. The first thing that we do in this event is we honor the memory and the families of fallen first responders. And we're sad that New Mexico has already lost two heroes this year. But we do this every year. And I'll tell you, it is phenomenal to see the community come together. And we have one state police officer and one officer from Las Cruces. The event will be in Albuquerque on October 3rd, but you'll see people from all over the state come to honor these people. It is such a touching event. Yeah.
I want to mention the officers, if you don't mind.
Please.
First responder in Las Cruces was Officer Jonah Hernandez. And then we're very familiar because it's still fresh in our minds. What happened recently when a state police officer, Justin Hare, pulled over to help a motorist who was stranded or what have you. And that motorist was, not someone you wanted to run into face to face. Justin Hare lost his life as well in the line of duty. Both of those guys going to be honored at the Heroes Banquet. And for those who haven't attended or heard us talk about it, what's that evening look like in October?
It's such a beautiful evening. So we'll have two professional MCs. We usually have Nancy Laughlin, and last year we had Jim Williams. But they will host the evening, and we will honor our fallen heroes. One of the really nice blessings for the evening, the proceeds from the event go to scholarships for the children who have lost a loved one. And then we also honor our veterans. And every year we've had a surprise for the veterans. And last year it was so touching, it brought them to tears. We partnered with a group that is also veterans who cut out the stars from flags that have flown over the United States and have been retired respectfully. Uh-huh. They cut out the stars, and we awarded a star to all of our veterans that were there. And there were a lot of them. And many of them had tears in their eyes to be honored in such a wonderful way. So it is a touching evening. It's just, it's really heartfelt. Sometimes there's tears that are shed, but it's such a beautiful thing to be able to honor these people who put their lives on the line for us.
Now, those who are listening, how can they be part of this honoring the heroes at the 2024 Heroes Banquet? Again, that's in October at the Crown Plaza, I think, right?
Yes. We had just a beautiful room, very nice setup. The food was excellent. But we've got information on our website at nmbizcoalition.org, and you can find it under the events tab. You can buy tickets to attend. We're already selling tickets, and people are already lining up to get them because last year's event was so awesome. And we also have sponsorship opportunities if you want to help with the event. And that's where those proceeds then go to the children of our fallen officers.
And those sponsorship opportunities for both personal and corporate sponsorship?
Yes. And if you want to be recognized, we do a tremendous amount of advertising. You'll be recognized in the program, but also in all of our event notifications, you'll be recognized as a sponsor. So as a business investment, you're getting a good return on that investment, but you're also doing something really wonderful for the community.
Okay. New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico haven't been busy enough doing things. Is there anything else on the radar that we can kind of be praying for and looking even further down the road?
Yes, absolutely. We are very focused on the elections this year. We want to get some better leadership in Santa Fe. And if you could be praying for that, we would appreciate it. We're getting the guides ready so that you can make a better informed decision before you go to the polls. But it's a lot of work that we have between now and then, and we want to do it right and do it in a just way where we're communicating the best information we have available to voters.
Okay. One of the things I want to make sure to repeat that we mentioned at least once is tonight's city council meeting. And you can, go down to Civic Plaza and go and be a part of that. And is that information on the website too? Or
Not on our website, okay. But you can find information at cabq.gov/council, where you can also find out remote information about how you can watch the proceedings, possibly make comments from your home.
Right. And like I said, I may not want to go downtown. I don't know. It's as far as crime goes. And I thought I'll be in my safe home.
Yes. Now, I will tell you, sometimes it's a little tricky on doing comments from home. They will recognize you if you're in person. Sometimes it's a little harder, and then you've got the whole technology thing in between. But that is the intent and the plan.
All right. Well, Carla Sontag, thanks for your time, and thanks to the New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, coalition.org, Better Together New Mexico, I'll spell it all out, .org. Let's do this again in a month.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. Coming up after the break, Jay Sekulow on KLYT.